Shall we start? Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Ram, and I'm going to talk about virtual reality and how to build your own VR website quickly and very easily today. So I will be covering three parts mainly. First one is about what is virtual reality. Second one is related to the web. So how are we talking about virtual reality on the web? So web VR is what we are calling it. And then third one is going to be the A-Frame, which is a web framework for building the VR websites very quickly and easily. First of all, my name is... So my name is Ram, and I am a senior web developer at Tarsism India, which is a spin-off company of D.E. Shaw, a hedge fund. I'm also contributing to Mozilla's open source project since last 5 years. I'm a Mozilla tech speaker and a Mozilla representative. And you can ask me any questions if you have related to Mozilla and its open source projects. So let's get started with the virtual reality. So first of all, if I talk about what is virtual reality, there are three main things here. One is, we are talking about something virtual, means something which is a computer generated environment or a computer simulated 3D environment. Second part is, when we experience it, we see it very seamless and we see it very immersive and interactive experience. And third part is, we have to use some additional hardware to experience the virtual reality. So virtual reality is a computer generated environment which we can experience with help of special headsets immersively and interactively. So these are few of the examples where you can see people are playing or they are communicating, they are working with help of virtual reality. So we can assume that in next some time, when the virtual reality platform becomes very advanced, or when it becomes matured, then this will completely change the way we are communicating, the way we are playing, the way we communicate, the way we work, everything. So one thing I mentioned about virtual reality was that we have to have a special kind of headset for this. So there are two types of headsets available in the market today, with help of which we experience the virtual reality. So the first part on the top is called computer. So the first kinds of headset are the ones which we use with help of the mobile devices. So we put the mobile phone inside these headsets. So this is one of the examples. This is a Google Cardboard. We put the mobile phone inside this. And when we put this on, we will be able to experience the virtual reality there. So this is the first type of device. In this, the tracking happens with help of all the sensors and the hardware available in the mobile. Now, the second type of hardware or the headsets are called the tethered headsets, in which there are two special things apart from the display. So we do not have to use the mobile phone. We can simply connect those headsets with the computer. The headset will have their own display. So when we put them on, the display of the headset will be used. Apart from that, the headset will also have additional controllers which will have sensors, and there will be few trackers which will be tracking the location and the rotation. So the second kind of headsets have the display. We also have the controllers in our hands. So the controllers have the sensors which will locate our position and rotation, and the sensors are being tracked by the trackers which we have to put statically before, you know, like starting the simulation. So when we do the setup of these headsets, we clear an area of a small room, then we put the trackers on the sides, we put the headset on, we have the trackers in our hands, and then we can do whatever we are doing with the virtual reality. So the example of the devices which you see here are Google Cardboard, then Google Daydream, Gear VR, Oculus Rift, PlayStation VR, HTC Vive, these are the most popular ones which are being used today. So HTC Vive along with Steam are giving the like one of the best compelling experiences today. But again, these the market in this industry or like in this industry is evolving very fast, and all the big players are competing with each other. So we can expect something new, like, you know, we never know how soon we can expect something new out there. Now, the content of the virtual reality today, what we see is kind of like, you know, there are gatekeepers. So if you are putting any app, you have to get it approved by someone. They can take it out anytime. So there are gatekeepers. Users have to install the applications to be able to, you know, experience them. And they are with the closed source technologies. They are not open source. To make the to make the virtual reality more compelling and to make it more successful, we need to remove these frictions. And we need to, you know, like make it some more open platform should be there. So something similar which can help us here is web. So the web is already, we know that this is open. Anyone can publish any website or anything. And then this is well connected and this is instant. Like whatever I am creating, I am uploading any website, I can share with you immediately. So WebVR is virtual reality platform with the advantage of the web. If I talk more specifically about the WebVR APIs, then these are the browser APIs which brings the WebGL rendering to the headsets and the sensors. In simple terms, we had the 3D world available in the web in the past as well. But with WebVR, we are actually making it more seamless. We are also making it more easy to interact or to connect with the trackers which are there on the headset. So WebVR is supposed to make the virtual reality experience faster and more seamless on the web. The browser support right now is not very good. So you'll find the WebVR working fine with the Chromium version, with the nightly versions of these browsers or behind the flags. So while creating the websites, we have to rely too much on the polyfills. So polyfills are the ones which polyfill is kind of like a layer between a browser which is not supporting WebVR plus the implementation. So when the browser is not supporting the WebVR, this particular layer will make it work. So that's how we are creating the virtual reality content today. When we are creating the virtual reality content, the first thing we need to do is to create a metaverse, which is nothing but a stage or a scene where we'll be doing everything. So this is a virtual place where everything will happen. Now, to build a metaverse or to build anything for that matter on the virtual reality, you need to access the WebVR content, which we were just now talking about. But it's kind of like too hard to create the WebVR experiences today because of all these things which we have to do. So if we are using the native WebVR and we have to create some website, then we have to import the polyfill, setting up the camera, lights, and then, you know, setting up the canvas and then all the effects, rendering, everything. So these are all the things which we have to do if we are using the native WebVR APIs. Now, this is cool if you are developing something big and, you know, you want to take a full control of the scene which you are creating. But what if I just want to do some kind of prototyping? I just want to get started with it. So we have a solution here, and the solution is WebVR, which is the framework for building the virtual reality experiences. So this framework takes care of all the boilerplate code which you have to write if you are using the native WebVR APIs. This is all you need to do when you are starting with a virtual reality website with help of A-Frame. Users need to drop a single line of script tag on your web page, and then you're all set. The A-Frame library gives you the declarative way of using the 3JS. 3JS is a library which have been well used by the industry since quite a long time. And you can find all the 3D objects there, and there are many things which are already making it powerful. With help of A-Frame, which is built on top of 3JS, you will find all the declarative ways, all the custom elements which we can use here. So the first custom element which we are using is A-Scene. So A-Scene, when you write A-Scene, it means that you are going to write something which should be rendered in a virtual reality content. Now let's take an example. You have this Hello World scene. So this is a very simple scene, nothing much. You just have three objects there. There is one plane and there is a background. Like right now you don't see much in the background. There's like just a plain color there. If you have to create this particular thing on the A-Frame, this is gonna be very easy. This is the code which will create this experience. So you just need three objects there. They are very primitive things, and one plane and one sky. All five things which you're seeing there are available here. Nothing much. There are no other boilerplate code or like, you know, this becomes terribly easy when you start with A-Frame, when it is about the primitives or the basic elements which we are talking about. So here we go. These are a few of the custom elements. You just need to add the color, the position, the rotation, the basic things which you can, you know, imagine very easily while creating these things. So this was one of the examples how we can create a basic virtual reality website. Now, one of the reasons why A-Frame is being adopted well by the developer community is that this works well with everything, like, you know, all the frameworks. Now, the reason is this is simple HTML. There is nothing much here. So while you're working with React, while you're working with Angular, you're working with anything, you can, you know, you can use any of the HTML tags, and the way other things work is the way A-Frame also works. So you can use the A-Frame tags and the A-Frame scenes seamlessly with help of all of these tools available today. Now, one more interesting part about virtual reality or about A-Frame is that even if you are not a developer or a web developer, if you are the designer, if you are an architect, you can also get started with this very easily, because you need not to create all the objects inside A-Frame. So what you can do is you can create your objects in the, you know, in your favorite 3D modeling tool you are using, like be it Maya, Mozaika Vexel, or any other tools which are available today for creating the 3D models. So once you create your 3D model, you can add it to a page as simple as we are adding this red color ball or a cylinder here. So when we are coming to the implementing on the website, you need not to worry about the things behind them. So you can simply create your model in some other tool and you can import them here. A-Frame uses entity component system. I'll not go much deeper into this because this is more of you know, like developer kind of thing, but I'll just give you a brief idea that if you need to create something which is not primitive, and if you are creating something of your own, you can start with an entity. So in entity component system, we have an entity which doesn't have its own behavior or its own reactions, or it doesn't do anything by itself. But when we add different components, it starts to react, it starts to behave, and that's when the whole system works. So you have an entity, this doesn't do anything, but if you add geometry, let's say this is a sphere primitive, like this is driven from the sphere, the radius is this much, this is the color, this is the roughness, you can add as many things as you want, the position, rotation, and then animation, or the pattern you want to do in the movement during the animation, you can add anything there. So these are called the components, or this is how we compose an entity and we make it work. There are different examples there. So this is the set of basic or the provided items by A-Frame. So these are the set of components which are provided by A-Frame, but A-Frame is a well extensible framework. So these are all the other things which have been built around A-Frame, And, you know, these are the things which have been developed by the community and you can use them. So let's say I want to create a rain effect. Like, you know, I just want something like that. There are some stars and they are just raining. Or there are water droplets which are just raining. So now, if you want to create a water droplet, either you can create the drop on your own by using all these primitive elements, or someone from the community, or let's say I created it, and then I can, you know, publish this component so that others can use it. So we have an A-frame registry, which is a curated collection of all these components. So this is another cool feature which is making A-frame very popular. So people are creating their own components, and if they think that this can be reusable by other developers, they can submit it to the registry. Registry has a curation process, and then this will appear here. So any component which is not a primitive or the component which is given by the A-frame, you can make it on your own, and then you can submit it to the registry. Or there are thousands of such components available in the registry already. So if you want to build something, you can just go and check in the registry if this is already available, so that you can use it from there. This is one of the examples how you can create one component, and this is like, you know, so this is an example where we have the tethered headset, and when you have the controllers with you, this is how you can use it, and you'll get all the values from the headset and the controllers which are available there. The last thing about A-frame, another thing which is making A-frame very popular is the inspector. Today, the way web works is that this is available in front of you, and whatever you want to do, or like whatever this is there on the website, when you do inspect element, you get it here. So you can easily inspect everything which is available on the web page. And you can change the values, and you can see how it's working. You get the exact same or even better experience when you are creating A-frame scene. So let's say this is a virtual reality scene. So if you do Control Shift I here, you will actually get into an inspector. Now, if you see, this inspector is actually nothing but kind of like, you know, a visualization tool which is telling you what all things are available there. You can click on any of these elements and you can change the values from here. So if you want to see what if the ball is even bigger, or if you want to see what if the ball is not kept so close and if you are putting it a little bit behind. So whatever you want to do, you can do it visually from here. So let's say I want to change the position and see how it's working. That's the way I do it. Now let's say I want to change its scale. So I can go there and I can change the scale, and I can see, okay, this is how it will look like. So whatever I want to do, if I want to put it, or I want to change the location or anything I want to do, I can do it with the help of inspector. Once done, I can look it from all the angles which a user can look it from, and then I can also save the HTML by clicking on the top right corner. So this will give me the updated value of the HTML, which I can go back and I can use there. So this is another thing which is what the developers are finding very useful when working with A-frame. You can go back to the scene and you will find, you know, like whatever changes you made, you will be able to see them here. So another thing which people check when they are actually going to use a new framework is the community. How big and how active is the community? So I'll show you a couple of examples of the work done by people with help of A-frame. A-frame.io/blog is the place where you can go and check all the community updates every week. So there is a blog post chain called A Week of A-frame, in which the A-frame team puts together all the updates from the A-frame and its community if someone has done something or they have created something. So if you are building something with A-frame, go and tweet about it with @AframeVR, and the team will be looking into all those things. And if your project is cool, this might be listed in the A Week of A-Frame blog post. So here are a few of the examples. In context of art, we are seeing that Ape Entry is an example which was created by the Mozilla VR team. This is kind of like a tilt brush application which was developed by Google. So with the help of this application, you can create your 3D art in virtual reality. In journalism, people have seen, people have done a couple of things here. So this is one of the example websites called Fear of the Sky. And this website gives a 360 degree tour or the virtual reality tour of the things, or of how the things are changing in Syria because of all the disturbance which is there. If we talk about, let's say, data visualization, the Adit is one tool which was created by a community member. And you can see how people can do the data visualization in 3D with help of with help of A-Frame. If we talk about gaming, A-Blast is a game which was created again by Mozilla VR team. And this uses the controllers to shoot the monsters in front of you. There are many other examples. I'll provide you the link of the slides where you can go and check all these links out there. In the mathematics, there is a calculator or anything you want to implement. People are also using virtual reality websites or the virtual reality tools like A-Frame along with AR. So you can see an example here where a person is having a mobile phone and he's trying to mimic the artificial the AR with the VR scene here. There are many other examples. This is one of my favorite ones. This is iStaging real estate website which gives you the live tour of a real estate, like a home or like a place which you want to buy or rent. This is really very cool. You can go and check it out by yourself. This will give you a complete tour of the whole house, and you can move around to one place to other place in this example. Like I said, there are all kinds of implementations in different fields, so you'll find something in the education and all these things. So when we talk about the community, these are a few of the examples which I was showing you. If I talk about the numbers, on the GitHub repository of A-Frame, there are 180 plus contributors contributing to the A-Frame library. There are so many stargazers, like 6,000 plus stargazers of the A-Frame GitHub repo. There are 1,000 plus members on Slack. This is pretty active place. You can go and post your questions there, or you can also post your questions on Stack Overflow. People are very actively answering there. There are hundreds of featured projects on a particular repository, which is named as Awesome A-Frame on the Mozilla A-Frame GitHub account. So this is the place where you will find all the link of all the projects which have been featured in a week of A-Frame blog post chain. So that's all from my side. I have few demos here. So I have two demos to show you. One is a very simple, a website kind of thing. You can just imagine how a VR website could look like. And then I also try to create a VR tour of our Shah field. My slide deck is available on the given link. There is a Telegram group. There's a Slack channel available. You can also tweet me on this this Twitter ID, or you can find me on this mail ID. So before I take questions, I'll just quickly show you the demo. So this is I just made it very quickly. So I just took few pictures, 360 degree pictures of the field here from different places, and then I just connected them from one place to the other place. So let's say this is the entrance, and if I want to go inside, there is an arrow. If I click on the arrow, you will go to the next place. So this is where we came in, and this is where you can go next, and you will find this place here. And similarly, you can just go to one place to other. This a very simple prototype which I created. It is this. There's nothing much in this. So this is one example. You can have a look about this on the headset. I have a few headsets here. This is another website which, like, not exactly website, just a prototype of few of the different things which can be done here. So one question you might have is, how do we access this when we have the headset on? So when we put the headset on, the way we interact with the VR scene is by few gestures. So one of the gestures is, So one of the gestures is called fusing, or it's gazing. So when I look at this card for 2-3 seconds, I will enter into this. So this is a way by which I'm telling, you know, like it's kind of like a click. So in VR, there are different ways by which we can, you know, give instruction that, okay, I want to click here. So okay, the audio is not working here. Okay, so this is just a hobby thing I did. So the lyrics of your songs are coming here, and then we, if you want to do muting or unmuting, you can do by clicking on these things. You can click on the close and you can go back to the main menu. we also have 360 degree videos available. So if you want to embed a 360 degree video, it's pretty easy with A-Frame. So when you look back in a 360 degree video, you'll be able to see the things going back. You can look at the right, left, everywhere. So this is, sorry. I was showing that there are different kind of example, like, you know, different kind of applications which we can create here.
As sly as a fox, as strong as an ox, as fast as a hare, as brave as a bear, as free as a bird, as
so the lyrics
as
are just coming from there,
as quiet
from one
as
side
a mouse,
side,
as
like.
Big as a house.
So I was just trying the animation part, and I created this particular thing. There is nothing much about this. The like, you know, you, this is another example which was created. There's a bouncing Rubik's cube out there. There's nothing too much here. Okay, so these are all the things. So you can find all these things available online. You can check them at home, or if you want to check one of the videos or like the demos, I have a couple of headsets here. So yes, any questions you might have? Thank you. If you want to have a look at the demo, you can come here and check the demo. I have my visiting cards here, and there are a few Mozilla stickers available here. You can just grab them. I'll also keep them at the info desk, so you can also grab them from the info desk. Thank you very much. Yes, yes. So when we are on a website, if this website is a virtual reality enabled website, then you will find a special sign. I'll show you how. So you see this little icon here. So this is a VR icon kind of thing. So when you click on this icon, when you are on the desktop, this will just open in a full screen. But when you are on a mobile phone, this will actually open in this will split the screen into two, and then you can put it. So like, this is the example. When I click on this one, they split the screen into two, and then now I can put it in the headset, and this will work fine. So when I'm, so you're basically asking how is this detecting where I'm looking or where I want to click, right? Yeah. So let's say in this particular case, I am seeing one area of this 360 degree picture. So, but when I move the mobile here and there with the help of the sensors available in the mobile, this will point at one place. Now, what to do when the click happens is something which we write with the help of JavaScript. So this is as easy or as simple as the way we create in the normal website. So we just have this linking from one page to the other page. So in this particular case, which I was showing here, let's say if this is a chartreuse, what I'm doing is I have a background picture and I have, there are two pictures here. One is the background image and the other one is a small image which is shown as the arrow. So when I am clicking here, I am just checking that what is the current background image, and I'm actually replacing the current image with the next image available. And I'm also replacing the arrow to the correct place so that this will look at the correct direction. So now I just change the background and the arrow location. So that's how this is working. Does this answer? Okay, yeah. Yeah. So when we talk about the augmented reality, like what one of the examples which I was showing you, people have been trying to do something with the help of A-frame in augmented reality as well. But AR is kind of like, you know, the more in its baby stage yet. So the augmented reality is even more in unmatured state. This is not yet matured. So we might find out more ways to create better augmented reality content available. But yeah, today, if you combine the camera with the virtual reality content here, you can build the basic augmented reality related content with the help of A-frame. But there is nothing much which has come up yet. Okay, thank you very much.